And she was like, it's our boss.
Our boss and our friend.
Did she hire the security?
I think so. She was a little concerned. Wishing to maintain the good name of the French Tennis Federation. Astrid's been in touch. I had considered pouring myself a bowl of popcorn to sit back and enjoy this duel between Alcaraz and Tsitsipas. But something, perhaps my aching legs from an epic bike ride, told me to draw a bath and listen to Radio Roland Garros while submerged in bubbles.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Is the Mexican wave... Oh, that wasn't very good, was it?
Do you know what I like about that tweet as well? Gigi, could you focus on me and not the gentleman
He's
next door?
He's doing the Mexican wave.
Well, I know he is, but we're here to work.
Sorry.
He's not.
I listen to you.
I mean, I'm making... Well, this isn't an important point, but Astrid, getting the terminology. So if you have a bath...
So this was the important... Okay, sorry.
If your other half says, would you like a bath? What would you say? I'm going to go and...
The only time I played at Wimbledon and we went into the locker room and the lady who looked after the locker room said, would you like me to draw you a bath?
And spot
that's
on.
The only time I've had it said to me.
But it's the correct terminology.
At home, it's do it yourself.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. It's the mantra here at Radio Roland Garros. Could we have some... do it yourself. Possible to... No, do it yourself. As she's heading off on the sedan chair with...
Marcus is an adult. He's had children and everything. But you wouldn't think so. It's very demanding.
Anyway, well, the point is, it's draw a bath, not run a bath. So well done, Astrid. I hope you're enjoying the bubbles. Oh, now the Mexican wave's gathering a little bit
good.
Of momentum.
That is special. That's a good wave. And the gentleman beside us to our left was doing it.
President's box joining in. It's going all the way around. I wonder if Alex will do it if we get as far as our end again. Let's see. Ready, Geech? We better. Alex didn't do it.
Even the man next to me didn't do it. Merci beaucoup. Right, wave done. Match continues. Tsitsipas 1-4 down. If you're just joining us, Aaron, 31 minutes on the clock. Tsitsipas has been dismantled, saying to his box and to his father, I have no control over the ball as Alcaraz spins. He pirouettes to do a volley that leads to the error from Tsitsipas. Is there anything this young man cannot do?
No is the answer to that. When he's been in touch, would like a comparison between the speed of Alcaraz tonight and Bjorn Borg at his peak. Winner of this event on 6 occasions. Bjorn's birthday today, isn't it? I believe he's 67 years of age today.
Serve out wide. The backhand's in place. Tsitsipas goes inside in, just gets the sideline. Alcaraz gets there. The drop shot. It was the right shot because he was so far back. And now Tsitsipas says to the crowd, I've won a point.
Yeah.
You've got to do this for me every point.
But, you know, for a moment, I thought incredibly that Alcaraz was even going to get to that, which would have taken a superhuman effort. He gave his all, but that was a brilliant, it had to be a brilliant drop shot from Tsitsipas.
Missed serve, ball boy scurries forward, scoops it up. There's the ball from the left-hand pocket of Tsitsipas. Tsitsipas serves out wide and clips the net. Scurrying feet of the two ball boys. Now just the bouncing of the ball from Tsitsipas. 15 all, 1-4 down. 30-15. Novak Djokovic awaiting the winner. It'll be Casper Ruud and Holger Rune in the night session tomorrow. Ball by ball commentary on Ruud and Rune. Sometimes get a little bit tangled.
Speak for yourself.
Backhand played over and drop short. In comes Tsitsipas. Passes Alcaraz. Brings up game points.
Just having a look at the points won so far tonight. 77 points for Alcaraz. Now just 41 for Tsitsipas. The rallies are interesting. Actually, rallies of 9 or more shots have gone in Tsitsipas' favour. He's won 8 out of 13. But other than that, it does not make good reading for the Greek.
Serve down the tee, blocked back, short high ball, should deal with it, cuts it short, gives Alcaraz a little bit of his own medicine there, shaped up for power, went for touch, wins the point in the game. Alcaraz now ready to serve at 4-2 in the third.
Yeah, rallies of 0-4 shots. 56 points won by Alcaraz, just 25 for Tsitsipas. And the 5-8 shot rally, 16-9 in Alcaraz's favour. It does actually surprise me a little bit that rallies of 9 or more shots have been marginally shaded by Tsitsipas.
And numbers, points won on first serve, Alcaraz 85%, Tsitsipas 55%, and he's over 50 with the second serve, and Tsitsipas is at 32%.
Yeah.
Oh, just a little bit short, Alcaraz, just trying to cushion that ball and drop it over the net.
Crowd, a little restless, doing everything they can to give Tsitsipas a feeling of hope on this Alcaraz service game.
Love 15. Three ball boys on the loose then. They're all back, they're all quiet. Second serve. Love 15, 4-2. Serve out wide. The backhand is in play and it's long. And Tsitsipas glares accusingly at his racket.
John says that Tsitsipas needs Tom Cruise now. It is mission impossible. Colette's been in touch, watching from our hotel in Paris after 4 days at Roland Garros. Listen to you from the stands.
Did
brilliant.
You?
Huge. Huge hugs from Colette and Rob.
We could have had, like with Vic, we could have had a little wave if you told us where you were.
Quite difficult to pick them out.
No, we picked out Vic. She's waving at us today. Serve out wide, snapped into the net. 30-15, 4-2.
I must say, if you haven't come to Roland Garros in person, I don't think you will quite appreciate the passion, the noise that these fans make. And it is special, and I know some feel they go over the top at times, but just for that reason, I think this fortnight has been one of the best I can remember.
Backhand down the line. Alcaraz comes mid-court, plays the half volley, gets to it, Tsitsipas. Alcaraz puts the ball up over the head. Snap down and away for the winner from Tsitsipas. Raises his racket to the crowd.
Well, he may go down, but it looks as though he is at least going to go down fighting. Much better from Stefanos Tsitsipas in the past 5 minutes.
A Tsitsipas fan. 30-all. Is this an important point?
Yeah.
We shall see.
Now that guy will definitely have a cat in his throat tomorrow if he keeps bellowing like that.
That's so weird, a cat in the throat. Serve down the tee. Tsitsipas runs around, takes it on the forehand, but he drops it mid-court to short. Then he has to slide to the side. You feel he got it all that wrong when he was running around the backhand to take the serve off the forehand.
Yeah, he made life unnecessarily complicated for himself there. And he's had a couple of half looks at Alcaraz service games recently. It looks as though the Spaniard's going to close out another one, and of course if he does, Tsitsipas will be left to serve to stay in the match.
An hour and 38, game point for 5-2. Serves out wide, backhand on the angle is a beauty from Tsitsipas.
Yep, just asking another question of Alcaraz on serve here. If you've got any more questions or observations you want to put to us today, well, it looks as though time is running out, so get in touch quickly. @radio_RG is our Twitter handle, @radio_RG. You can email us, frenchopenradio@fft.fr. frenchopenradio@fft.fr.
Serve out wide into the net. Pump of the fist from Alcaraz, a point closer to the finish line into the Roland Garros semi-finals.
And if we don't get to those emails and tweets tonight, we save them all. And of course, tomorrow, depending on how the order of play pans out, there may be a time for a chat and for more in-depth analysis of some of your correspondence. I'll confirm the order of play for you at the next change of ends.
Alcaraz. One game away, 20-year-old from the Roland Garros semi-final.
Alcaraz man, sein.
What has been an utterly dominant performance by the 20-year-old from Spain.
So tomorrow we start on Philippe Chatrier again at 11 a.m. local time. Beatrice Haddad-Meyer, who came through the epic with Sara Cerebez-Torma, what was it, 3 hours and 51 minutes in the round of 16. The number 14 seed from Brazil is up against the Tunisian magician Ons Jabeur. Looking forward to that one. Always look forward to seeing Jabeur on court. Haddad-Meyer, by the way, the first Brazilian woman to reach the quarterfinals here since Maria Bueno back in 1968. Not before 12:30 local time. It's Iga Świątek against Coco Gauff in a repeat of last year's final. And obviously, Gauff will at least hope to make it rather more competitive than was the case in 2022. But Świątek has been terrifying. I mean, she's had players pulling out, etc., etc. But when they have lasted the course, she's tended not to give them a game.
There's a great tweet from John Wertheim, who works at Tennis Channel. Somewhere, Fabian Manazan, who beat Carlos Alcaraz in Rome, is saying, "I'm being totally serious. You can look it up if you don't believe me."
Not before three tomorrow. Sasha Zverev against Thomas Martin Echeverri. What a fortnight the Argentinian is having. Wow. Gigi mentioned a few moments ago the night match, the tongue twister for a commentator, Holger Rune, against Casper Ruud, who actually hit with a British junior today. Mixed day for that British junior. I'll tell you about that in just a moment.
Sits best inside the baseline, goes inside out with a forehand. He will at least want to hold serve here. No, he didn't. Somehow Alcaraz gets the ball back. He asked the question. The net is found by Tsitsipas. And Alcaraz has 3 points from the win.
Oliver Bonding, who yesterday won in the first round of the doubles with his Moroccan partner 12-10 in a match tiebreak, saving a match point. Because he won that match, he didn't have to go back to England to sit his maths GCSE. They were going to give an average result. They were due to play the top seeds today in the doubles. His Moroccan partner pulled out injured. They were on a big court as well.
Love 15, first serve netted.
But the consolation, he hit with Casper Ruud in front of quite a big crowd.
That's quite a good consolation. And he missed doing his maths. Yep. GCSE. That's the biggest win for me, I think. Inside out, the forehand goes Tsitsipas. Down the line goes Alcaraz. Forehand goes Tsitsipas. The forehand centre of the court from Tsitsipas. He goes inside in. Alcaraz is ready. He's just adding more and more to this backhand cross court from Alcaraz. Alcaraz, then he goes for touch and he drops it over. And he's got another winner to add to his winner's column. The way he goes from all-out power to the deftest of touches is quite exquisite. And he's 2 points from the win.
I mean, we've been privileged, Gigi, over the years to see some magnificent performances from the likes of Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic and so many other great men and women.
That's difficult.
This has got to be right up there.
Absolutely. First serve missed from Tsitsipas.
S'il vous plaît.
And as stunned as this crowd are, I hope they appreciate when he does cross the finish line what they have seen this evening. Wide goes the Spaniard, so Tsitsipas gets on the board in the eighth game of the third set, serving at 2-5, 15-30.
You did casually drop in the fact that you played at Wimbledon recently. So
not recently. I didn't play recently at Wimbledon. Oh, but I did say it recently.
You did, yeah. I mean, fancy popping out onto Chatrier a bit later to entertain this raucous crowd?
No, there's a chance of actually having some food before midnight, which is quite exciting. Inside in, but into the net, sums up the evening of Stefanos Tsitsipas. And after an hour and 43 minutes, match points for this very special 20-year-old Carlos Alcaraz to book his place in the Roland Garros semi-finals in a meeting with Novak Djokovic.
Delia Jordan's listening to us in South Africa with a sore foot. Stefanos Tsitsipas is serving, I think, with a broken heart.
Merci beaucoup.
Serve out wide. First match point is saved.
30-40.
Another one to go. There's some people running into their seats and trying to sit near the exit in case they have to make a fast exit at the end. Second match point for Carlos Alcaraz. Tsitsipas misses on the serve down the tee, looking to go into the forehand of the Spaniard.
Don't finish with a double fault, Stefanos.
Hour and 44. Second serve into the box to the backhand. The backhand spins back inside out from Tsitsipas. The backhand centre of the court. The inside in from Tsitsipas. The forehand goes back up the line. Tsitsipas, backhand flick cross court. He chases it down Alcaraz. He finds the court. The overhead carefully played by Tsitsipas. Another high ball doesn't find the court. And that's his second match point saved.
And he does clench his right fist. Not with a great deal of passion or belief, it has to be said. But he has at least guaranteed this crowd a minimum of two more points.
Juice. The time is 10:15 in the evening on a Tuesday night of day 10 as we look to complete the first men's semi-final. We have Karolina Mukova, Arina Sabalenka in the bottom half of the women's draw. We have Novak Djokovic from the top half of the men's draw awaiting Carlos Alcaraz. Serve down the tee, the backhand through the middle, the off forehand from Tsitsipas through the middle goes Alcaraz. Alcaraz with his forehand spins it across. There's so much on these balls from Alcaraz. The backhand through the centre of the court, a slight miss hit from Alcaraz. The ball drifts long and it's game point Tsitsipas.
Yeah, well, Djokovic came through a high octane match with Karen Khachanov. Alcaraz will now want to finish this off in style as quickly as possible. Don't offer your opponent anything late on here. Lucky, that was down the middle and swinging away all the time from Alcaraz, but just missed its mark.
Just missed the line judge as well. Serve out wide, the backhand's in place. Tsitsipas goes inside out, back to the double-handed backhand. Oh, that was so deep from Alcaraz. Then he goes drop shot, but he nets. So at least the question is going to be asked. Tsitsipas holds serve, saves two match points, and now it's the turn of Carlos Alcaraz to serve for his place in the Roland Garros semi-final with a 5-3 lead in the third set.
And he is human after all. He's actually missed a drop shot. To the relief of Tsitsipas and the delight of the crowd, who are going to feast on any scraps here at the end of this match.
Rochelle says, so thankful for your broadcasting. Feels like I'm at the match, all while getting some house chores done. Feel for Tsitsipas, just wasn't meant to be today. He was outplayed. Bring on Djokovic. 5-3. Serve down the tee, the backhand through the middle, the off backhand winner. Can you imagine if Djokovic didn't watch this match and his team did? And they were like, and he said to them, so what was he like? And they're like, oh yeah, it was all right. Yeah, it was okay. It was all right. It's all right.
He won for the loss of six games in less than 2 hours, Novak. But don't panic.
No, it was okay. I mean, it was an all right performance. 1:47. Serve out wide, misses. Ball girl scoops it up.
And of course, at the start of the fortnight, the two big stories were being drawn towards featured a possible semi-final between Alcaraz and Djokovic, yep, which looks like coming to pass.
Forehand spins back through the middle of the court, and it was a little bit difficult for Alcaraz. He wasn't expecting it, didn't move the feet.
And on the women's side, there was the subplot about the world number one position that required Arina Sabalenka to go deep, which she has. If Iga Świątek loses tomorrow against Coco Gauff in her quarterfinal, Arina Sabalenka, irrespective of what happens to her in the semis, will be the new world number one next Monday.
She has to better Świątek to be number one.
So we are heading towards a blockbuster weekend in Paris.
15-all, 5-3. Alcaraz serves out wide and the net is just touched. I mean, I don't know. They do sound like these Muppets, don't they?
Well, he did sound like he did have a frog in his voice, literally.
Alcaraz serves down the tee. It's blocked back. It's deep. It's inside out. Missing. Human after all serving for the match. 15-30. A glimmer of light in this particular game for Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Yeah, and as Yannick Noah said in the film that's come out very recently to celebrate the 40th anniversary of his Roland Garros title, and Sophie made this point earlier, the two hardest things on a clay court, one to consolidate a break of serve, the other to close out a match. Yes.
15-30. kicks up that serve. The backhand sits up. Backhand cross court from Alcaraz. Centre of the court from Tsitsipas. He misses. He overhits it, Carlos Alcaraz. Now we've got break back points for Stefanos Tsitsipas.
Well, we did say 15 or 20 minutes ago that you could never be absolutely sure about anything in sport. And while Alcaraz fans aren't exactly panicking at the moment, here is an opportunity for Stefanos Tsitsipas to get himself back on track, on serve, in set number three.
S'il vous plaît. Lens, premier
service. I trust none of you attempted to turn off your apps a few minutes ago.
Serve down the teeth. What about coming in, Alcaraz? But he stays back. Oh, it's framed by Tsitsipas. Is he landing?
It's going to bounce once, whoa, and it should. Could it get into the president's box? Not no. quite. There's a ball boy Can't. Catches it one-handed.
As we know that Tsitsipas was saying to his father, Mariner, thank you so much for translation, that Carlos Alcaraz is hitting the ball so hard he cannot control it. Many examples of which we've seen, including there off the serve, but he still has a breakpoint opportunity in world number five. Winds himself up, Carlos Alcaraz. Thunders it onto the top of the tape, but still nudges it in. An hour 50 on the clock. If he gets broken here, we might hit that 2 hour mark. There, the feet of Tsitsipas. That's a deep serve. The serve involved. That's going wide.
Yeah.
Oh, we're checking. It's the mark from Tsitsipas.
I think it's wide.
It's wide and he's been broken. Would you believe it has been one-way traffic from the very, very start? But it's a whole different ball game when you're looking to close out a match to book your place in the semi-finals of Roland Garros. And Carlos Alcaraz has proved he's human. The Greek flags are flying. And we are back on serve in set three.
It's a further reminder, not that we need one, that it doesn't matter if you're the world's best player, you will feel tension. You're serving for a place in the semi-finals. You've cruised through to this stage, and yet suddenly, for obvious reasons, you get just that little bit tight. He clearly elected to serve and volley before that point, but for the moment he came in, made the volley, it certainly looked to my eye as though it had just missed the sideline. The umpire quickly down from her chair to confirm that. A little bit of hope for Tsitsipas, but of course, we've just proved one adage of Yannick Noah. One of the hardest things in this sport is to serve out a match. But the other, as I just mentioned, is to consolidate the break after you've broken. And so, of course, Tsitsipas now has to get up and make absolutely sure he holds on at 4-5.
Earl's emailed, I work as a delivery driver and I've been enjoying listening to Radio Roland Garros through the phone in my shirt pocket. But I also sometimes need Siri to guide me to an unfamiliar address by giving voice directions. I've had a couple of occasions when Gigi's calling a particularly exciting point, and just as she's about to get to the thrilling end, Siri will interrupt with, turn left here. And I'm yelling, who won? I would rather miss the turn than miss Radio Roland Garros, but such is it.
And Colin's been in touch. I suppose I did want this match to go the distance today. I was really hoping it would take me up to my commute home. But these are the days I love. Alcaraz on court, Gigi and Marcus on the radio. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Tsitsipas serving on serve, but serving to stay in the set of the match at 4-5. Alcaraz, how does he respond to the first little dip from him? Well, he takes the first point of game number 10 and he's 3 points from the semi-final.
And this is the problem. I mean, Tsitsipas has worked a minor miracle to get that break back, but in the blink of an eye, all that hope can be thrown out of the window again.
Aaron, 53. Good serve from Tsitsipas. Stretch off a forehand. Alcaraz stares down at the line. No call came. Both players accept it. 15-all.
John in Sunbury's been in touch. Used to play a bit of tennis. Suffered, he said, with a very bad temper. And took up
John
golf.
Did.
John in Sunbury. It affected him. He wonders whether Tsitsipas is going to lose the plot in a moment.
I think he's been very measured when you consider the scoreline. The mark is marked by Tsitsipas. It's stared at by Alcaraz. I think he's really kept it together because I think he's just, as he said to his dad, it's too hard and I can't control it with the spin.
Well, poor old John, he moved on to golf, he said, after tennis. broke his 6-iron, hasn't played for a year. I suspect he needs to look into another sport altogether, something a bit calmer.
What would be a calm? Fishing?
Possibly, although the frustration might lead you to do something silly if you don't get a bite all day.
I'm trying to think of it. Not bowls, because you might start chucking the bowls.
Yeah.
Backhand, cross-court deep from Alcaraz. Alcaraz deep into the backhand of Tsitsipas. Then he goes drop shot. Here comes Tsitsipas. Had to change direction. Nets it. It's the change-up once again.
Well, actually, he got to that pretty quickly. But those drop shots have worked an absolute treat for Carlos Alcaraz tonight. Snakes and ladders, probably. You can't do too much damage with
you
the snakes and ladders board.
You get furious if you keep falling down a snake.
Well, that's true. That is true.
You could sort of throw your little counters or...
Wow. I imagine you doing that.
I played with Jill Krabus, and she's so competitive, being an athlete, former tennis player, that she snapped the little tiddlywinks.
Jill?
Yes.
She's the most laid-back person I've met.
Not when she plays tiddlywinks. She snapped the little counters. I couldn't stop laughing. I don't think that helped. 30-all, 4-5. Tsitsipas serves into the box. The backhand's in play through the middle of the court. Backhand flick from Tsitsipas, but it's short, and it's down the line, and it's a winner from Carlos Alcaraz. So if he cannot get it done on his own serve, he's going to try and get it done on the serve of Stefanos Tsitsipas. Hour and 55 minutes on the clock. He's looking to beat the world number 5 in less than 2 hours in straight sets, and he has a match point here. Tsitsipas waits for silence in the crowd. Tsitsipas serves, misses. No, it bounces and rolls over. Oof. It hovered high above the net, working out what to do, but he cut the Greek a break.
But you mentioned those service stats a little earlier, winning just 54% of points on first serve and only 37 on second.
You serve out wide, and it's wide off the return, and the match point is saved.
Okay. Well, at times like this, I always think back to the Davis Cup tie, British Davis Cup tie many years ago, involving Jeremy Bates, who was two sets up, 5-1, 40-15, and lost.
Serve out wide, coming into volley, wins the point, game point. A point for 5-all in the third set.
Tsitsipas.
Four minutes to 2 hours on the clock, not a seat to be had around the stadium. The serve goes out wide, the backhand's in play, it's too deep, that's long. Saves the match point, closes out his serve. We're locked at 5, games all, third set. The fist-pumping Greek is turning around and around at the back of the court. We have a set. We might not have a match on our hands yet, but we have a set on our hands.
Hey, put the kettle on, maybe uncork another bottle of wine. Some very passionate Greek supporters just in front of us on the top tier in the front row are waving that Greek flag with renewed pride and hope.
First time I saw it was deep in the third set.
The flag?
Yeah.
I saw it at the start of the first.
I don't think they had an awful lot of reasons to unfurl it. It is unfurled now.
It is.
Alcaraz. Ace. He has that... We're not going to always compare him to Rafa Nadal, but he has the Nadal quality of putting disappointment behind him very quickly, something that Nadal's an absolute master of.
220 kilometres an hour, that ace. Oh, there's another one. 187 this time, but just as effective. What a response.
One doesn't make its mark down the tee. It's going towards the backhand of Tsitsipas, who steps forward a little bit, still that wide stance. He's on his toes. Now he steps in, wants to take this early Tsitsipas, which he does. And the Spaniard gets at them and plays the off forehand. And it's flicked down by Tsitsipas. Drop shot from Alcaraz. Scoop cross court from Tsitsipas. Down the line from Alcaraz for the winner. Cat and mouse. And once again, it's the Spaniard who's coming out on top. And he shouts Vamos to the crowd.
Yeah, and it's the Spanish flags that are being unfurled again at the moment. Terrific point, both players giving their all, but again it's the speed, the court awareness, the slice that drew Tsitsipas forward. There was a gap and Alcaraz exploited it to perfection.
Game points for 6-5. Alcaraz serves on the angle. There it is. Another cry of Vamos as the 20-year-old returns to his chair. We will cross over the two-hour mark, but it's 6-5 on serve in the third to Carlos Alcaraz.
That was an outstanding service game. You could understand Alcaraz feeling just a little miffed, a little concerned. He'd had the match point. He couldn't convert it. Tsitsipas has come strong. The crowd has been right behind him. But what a response in that service game. And once more, the pressure's on Tsitsipas. We keep referring to those very poor service stats, which makes him vulnerable when he gets up out of his chair.
Music for night sessions good.
Yeah, they seem to have lots of varieties depending on the night. Sometimes there's been some classic old 80s music that has got me up out of my chair. Dorothy is very impressed next door. Oh, she's parting away. Alex, not that we're stalkers, he's on his phone.
He's on his phone.
Just checking that security is still watching us. Geez, she's cutting a bit of a dash here.
2 hours on the clock. More pressure on Stefanos Tsitsipas because once again he's serving to stay in not just the set but in the match. Tsitsipas places his towel in the towel box at the back of the court. Alcaraz, as always, has been in position for ages. And then I think Tsitsipas may have forgotten to change his racket. Yes, he has.
Attila says, while snakes and ladders is calming, the bloke should go all in on capitalising upon his anger and sign up for rugby. Cheers from Kansas City.
So Tsitsipas, the slight delay is because he forgot about changing the racket with the new balls. He has a new racket. Alcaraz has been there for a while.
Mrs. Bears Travel says, I've never actually played the game of tennis. I don't think they make rackets my size, but even I can appreciate just how good Alcaraz really is.
He's very good. 5-6. Serve down the tee. The stretch return mid-court. The drop shot. Here comes Alcaraz, but it was too good. Too good. Held his nerves, Tsitsipas.
Well, I mentioned that in every match Alcaraz has played so far this week, there has been a little dip every time. Even in the first round against the Italian qualifier Flavio Cobolli, he was taken to 7-5 in the third, having rattled through the first two sets 6-love, 6-2, then dropped a set to Tara Daniel.
That's his only set that he's dropped, isn't it?
Yeah.
Drop shot, that's got a lot of air on it. That gave Alcaraz so much time. The lob is up. Alcaraz runs back, switches. Oh, wow!
My goodness me!
There it is! It's not going to get a lot better than that. He didn't go for the tweener. He swiveled his body round on the forehand side. He thumped it down to the feet of Tsitsipas and he takes the point.
Yeah, well, initially he was thinking about trying the very difficult high backhand volley. Decided, no, that's not a good option. Had time and awareness to go back, pivot and smash the ball straight back at Tsitsipas.
Serve out wide into the net. Oh, we need to see that again. Wow. Oh, that Stefanos fan. He's not going to be able to speak tomorrow. He's giving it some welling. Backhand cross court clips top of the net. The backhand flick side edge of the sideline. The stretch from Alcaraz. The short ball goes back behind Tsitsipas. Had enough time because Alcaraz had committed.
Well, I think everybody wants, well, everybody except Carlos Alcaraz and his most passionate fans would certainly quite appreciate a tie break here at the end of this set.
Two hours, 3 minutes. Points for the tiebreak. Fault called on the first serve down the tee to the backhand of the 20-year-old from Spain. Serves down the tee again. Alcaraz runs around and goes forehand cross court. Still on the forehand, Alcaraz going cross court to the forehand down the line from Tsitsipas. Just gets it, floats it in. Alcaraz steps back, Tsitsipas goes inside in, but Alcaraz has stopped the point. And he's marked the mark, but he's not sure. He puts his foot through it. And we have ourselves a third set tiebreak.
Just to finish off the point I was making against Denis Shapovalov, again on paper it looks very straightforward. It was really 1-4 and 2, but there was a period in that second set when, well, if only Shapovalov could have been a little more consistent and in particular found something on that serve when he needs it, then there might have been some issues. And in the last round against Lorenzo Musetti, who'd been so good in dispatching the British number one Cam Norrie in straight sets. Right at the start of the match, actually, Alcaraz served two aces, then got broken and was in a spot of bother to begin with, but thereafter he put his foot on the gas. So the occasional little wobble, they don't last long. Here's a chance for him finally to put Tsitsipas out of his misery in this tiebreak.
So let's see how the tiebreak unfolds. The first point being served by Alcaraz, who spins the forehand up the line. The backhand cross court from Tsitsipas. He dances around and goes inside and out with the forehand, the Spaniard. Oh, there's a vamos.
And there's just a little indication of how much he wants to get this done now. He was so much in control. Don't forget, he's had a match point already. If this was to go to four sets, then of course he remains the favourite. But even for this genius, one or two doubts might just appear in the back of his mind. Tsitsipas, of course, has got to, as Alex Gretsch has said, continue to be aggressive. If he sits back, tries to be passive in this tiebreak, it's not going to work. That'll help, though.
Point apiece. Floated backhand off the serve into the tram lines. And if Tsitsipas starts to edge ahead in this tiebreak, the crowd are going to get very, very pumped up because they will sense that we could quite possibly get another set. It looked like it was done and dusted. His name was inked into the draw sheet. The backhand cross court as he skips around and goes inside in off the forehand, and he pumps his palm of his fist to his chest and then the fist pump up to his box.
Yeah, bouncing around like a skittish colt behind his baseline. 1 foot high off the ground as he hammered that inside in forehand past a not bewildered Tsitsipas, because he's seen it enough times tonight, but a frustrated one because the previous return was loose. It offered Tsitsipas a bit of hope, but no sooner does he make an error than he more than makes amends.
2-1 Alcaraz with the mini break. First serve into net, ball girl scurries to the back of the court. Kicks up the serve. Ooh.
And it did kick up at the backhand of Tsitsipas, but he's rehearsing that shot again. He just can't be giving Alcaraz 3 points at this stage in proceedings. Magnus says you can tell it's Louise Engzell who's in the umpire's chair with the merci. It's an unmistakable posh Stockholm accent, says Magnus, who's in Sweden.
3-1. Alcaraz serves down the tee again. He cannot handle it.
That's a good serve. Good serve. Straight at the body. Rush Tsitsipas into his return on the backhand side. He may have been rehearsing that shot after the previous point, but take a bit more practice than that to deal with a serve like that.
4-1. Carlos Alcaraz. Novak Djokovic awaiting the winner in Friday's semi-final. We expect it to be the second of the semi-finals, but we'll get that confirmed when the play comes out.
Yes, because, of course, they're going to have more time to recover, but you still think they go on second?
I think because of who it is. I mean, I don't know. Television companies come into this, and all those bits and pieces, because they'll all have Thursday off, because that's ladies' semi-final day. Lovely 1-2 punch point from Tsitsipas.
Yeah. Good serve, took Alcaraz out wide and he raced in to hammer away the drive volley on the forehand side. Yes, you're right, of course, because the others play tomorrow and it's still best part of 48 hours until the semi-final, so I don't think they could quibble too much. And you're right, television companies are going to have their sway and their say. As good as the other semi-final is likely to be, I mean, my tip has been for Zverev for a while now to actually get to the final, so I'm thinking that Zverev is going to take on difficult after yesterday, the way Holger Rune played and behaved at times. Casper Ruud is so solid, so I'm going for a Zverev Ruud semi on the other half of the draw. What about you?
Ruud is coming into form at just the right time because he didn't have any form at the start of the year, and he's looking really good, especially he's come through this tour. But Rune is such an unknown quantity. I mean, the way, I know there was a controversy in his match as Alcaraz goes long and tightens up to 4-3 still advantage Alcaraz in his tiebreak, but also the way he was able to turn that round and turn it into a victory, and he's still so young. I'm going to edge Rune and he's had a really good clay court. So he won the title in Munich and then runner-up in two Masters events, Monte Carlo and Rome.
He makes for compelling viewing. That match yesterday, he lost his head in the fourth set against Francisco Cerúndolo, screaming up at Patrick Mouratoglou and the rest of his box, feeling dizzy. There was the controversy over the double bounce, but at the end of the day, he got the job done.
4-3. That's a lovely angle serve. It's a lofted high ball, and Alcaraz smashes it out of the night sky.
Yeah. Well, Alcaraz is going to the Tsitsipas backhand on serve, and it's working an absolute treat in this tiebreak.
5-1. Alcaraz.
Had Carlos Ferrero, coach, mentor, friend, stood up, sat down. He looks nervous. I wouldn't feel nervous. I'd just feel delighted if this was my charge.
I guess you always feel the nerves until the final point has been put away.
5-3. Miss serve down the tee.
Again, going to the backhand side of Tsitsipas, and Alcaraz not convinced by the call initially. He just moved forward, had a look, and then said, yeah, that's absolutely fine. This match has been played in very good spirit.
Serve to the backhand again, comes back through the middle of the court, the off forehand to the backhand side of Tsitsipas. That ball sits up high. He's really kicking it up to the backhand of Tsitsipas, and again he wants that error. Up the line goes Tsitsipas, cross goes, cross court goes Alcaraz. Alcaraz in on the short backhand goes cross court to the Tsitsipas backhand, who completely gets it wrong. He was worn down, he was ground down. And Carlos Alcaraz now has match points. He's already had a match point. But now he's got three of them to book his place in the semi-final.
Yeah, and his tactics have been so sharp and deliberate in this tiebreak. He is just pinpointing the Tsitsipas backhand. And the Greek just couldn't stay with him. He has saved one match point already tonight. He's now facing three more at 3-6 in the tiebreak.
Tsitsipas serving. First serve netted. Alcaraz steps in a couple of steps, move back, steps forward, wide stance. He's very still for a moment. Then he bends the knees, lays into his backhand. Match point Alcaraz, onto the line Tsitsipas, into the net Alcaraz.
That's a sweet moment, I guess, for Tsitsipas, because he knows that Alcaraz has been going at that backhand, but he unleashed a beautiful backhand winner up the line there.
That was a fourth match point, come and gone for Alcaraz. Still has a couple more at this stage. Serve down the tee is an ace, and that's match point number 5 gone.
Are we going to see another edition of Escape from Alcaraz?
Carlos Alcaraz, though, on this third and final match point at this stage, is serving. So Alcaraz will be hoping there's no escape from Alcaraz. Sixth match point overall, third of this tiebreak. 6-5. A point to win it. Serves out wide on the angle. The back, he comes in, serve volley, cushions volley, he flicks it into the corner, the snap back, the volley is a winner! Game, set, match to a very special young man, Carlos Alcaraz, through in three. There's an embrace between the two. There are words exchanged between the two. But Carlos Alcaraz comes through in straight sets. There's the cry of Vamos, and there is the appreciation from the crowd. What have they witnessed out here today? Absolutely stunning. 2 hours, 12 minutes, your winner, Carlos Alcaraz. What a performance. How special was that from Carlos Alcaraz?
Well, as special and as sparkling as the gown that Marion Bartoli has walked out in to conduct the post-match interview in a moment. If you can get to a television set, you do need to see Marion, who's looking stunning in pink. But all eyes are on Carlos Alcaraz as Stefanos Tsitsipas departs the scene as quickly as possible, gracious in defeat. And there was that brief little rally towards the end of the third set. He did save a few match points, but you knew it was merely a stay of execution. He's now 5-0 in reverse against Carlos Alcaraz, who turns his attention to Novak Djokovic, who he beat in their only other encounter on clay. What a sumptuous semi-final we have to look forward to on Friday.
And that was Tsitsipas's first defeat in a Grand Slam quarter-final. Carlos Alcaraz puts on that really nice Nike pinky peachy hoodie. It kind of clashes with Marion Bartoli, but here we go. Your winner, Carlos Alcaraz.
Carlitos, what a match. Absolutely incredible performance tonight against Stefanos. My question will be simple. How do you do it? How you can play so well?
I'm going to say believing in myself all the time. You know, I would say that's the most important thing, not only for me, I would say for everyone, believing in yourself. I always think that I'm going to play this kind of matches, in this level. So I would say that's the key of everything, with enjoy. You know, that's the key.
It's never easy to finish a match, and tonight Stefanos pushed extremely hard towards the end of that third set to try to get you to a force. How did you close it out?
Well, I would say I lost my focus a little bit. You know, at the end of the third set, I had a couple match points in the return serving for the match. You know, he started to play, I would say, better. But of course, I lost my focus a little bit. I was in trouble. But I'm really happy to overcome that. That problem, to still focus, playing a great level, you know, believing in myself, believing that I was going to win the first set, you know. But of course, it was really tough at the end of the match.
Carlitos, you have set up the semi-final. Everyone is looking forward to against 22 times Grand Slam champion Novak Djokovic on Friday. You know how much his crowds love you. What are you looking forward to that match?
Well, I would say I feel the energy and the love from the people. Playing here is amazing. You know, as I said, I feel the love, the energy from the crowd. I would say this match is everyone wants to watch. I would say it's gonna be a really good match to play and to watch as well. So I really wanted to play this match as well. You know, I always say that if you want to beat the best, you have to beat the best, you know, and Novak Djokovic right now is one of the best players in the world, so it's going to be a really tough challenge for me, but I'm really looking for that match to play such a great level.
The number one player in the world. You're the best, and you're through to the semi-final of Roland Garros.
Thank you very much.
Mesdames et messieurs, encore une fois, merci d'applaudir. Carlitos Alcaraz, qualifié pour la demi-finale de Roland Garros.
Lovely interview with Marion Bartoli, who is a vision in fuchsia. She exchanges a kiss on both cheeks with Carlos Alcaraz, and she will make her way off Philippe Chatrier.
You'd look good in that outfit. I mean, I think we should deck you up in that for the team dinner on Thursday.
What are you going to wear? Do we have a dress code?
Smart, casual. I might try and borrow Carlos's top, because it's pretty smart.
No, I like that hoodie. No, I'll have that. You can wear what Marion was wearing.
Goodness me. And I'll be arrested.
And I'll wear the Alcaraz hoodie. It's Oh, Stefan's ready to go. Music's on. Right.
Well, let me just come up with a couple of quick points. Of course, Alcaraz has become the youngest semi-finalist here since Djokovic back in 2007. Total points won by the two men tonight, 102 for Alcaraz, just 68 for Djokovic. And you look at the winners to unforced errors, there were 36 winners off the racket of Alcaraz, just 20 unforced errors. And then a comparison to 21 winners for Tsitsipas. 30 errors. He did what he could. It was never going to be enough. All hail King Carlos. What a semi-final we had to look forward to on Friday.
Oh, that was absolutely mind-blowing, some of the tennis we witnessed. And thank you very much for being with us, and thank you for your company. So Marcus gave you the order of play a little bit earlier. We're back with you. I think it's the final time we're going to be starting at 11 o'clock.
I have heard you say that earlier in the week.
Yeah, but I know. I got that wrong. Sorry. Yeah. And Onjibur, Beatriz Hedegemeyer, Marcus Buckland and Sophie Amiak are starting off. I'll be here. I'm just going to be here to keep them under control, and then I just let them go. I can't handle them. I'm just going to let them go.
I want that security guard from next door to come in here when Sophie's here tomorrow.
He's gone. Mm-hmm. As is Alex. Iga Świątek against Coco Gauff, not for 12:30. Sasha Zverev against Thomas Martin Echeverry. And then Runa with Marcus and I in your final night session of 2023. So enjoy the rest of the day wherever you are. It's been an absolute pleasure to be with you once again, and we look forward to your company on day 11.
Bonne nuit.
You're taking a pretty big risk to go out wide there to the forehand, that doubles type return from the deuce court, because Federer's forehand is absolutely lethal. Silence, s'il vous plaît.
Radio Roland Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready. The Roland Garros set. This podcast is brought to you by MasterCard.
It is day 10 of the second Grand Slam of the year, Roland Garros. And as we reach the quarterfinal stage, we continue to have sun, spectators and great tennis. Hello and welcome to Night and Day at Roland Garros. It is the business end of the competition. And with that in mind, here for you is what we have for you on tonight's show. Sabalenka stays in the race to be world number one. Djokovic reaches his 45th Grand Slam semi-final. And it's the ticket to have the Roland Garros night session. And featuring in that night session this evening, the penultimate one, because they stop after the quarterfinal stage, we have a young man just 20 years of age who also happens to be the world number one. So Carlos Alcaraz, he came on site. I mean, look how much stuff he's carrying. But he came on site today at 1:46, fully prepared for what lies ahead with his team around him. Nice and early just to make sure he gets everything done. And we'll be hearing from Alcaraz, who is the youngest player to reach consecutive Roland Garros quarterfinals since Novak Djokovic did it when he was a 20-year-old. Now, he'll be taking on the fifth seed, Stefanos Tsitsipas. Now, he arrived at 6:45. It doesn't mean his alarm was late and he's getting in too late. He actually trained off-site across the road at Jean-Bouin, the training facility. It's close by, but it's a very, very different environment in terms of building up to this evening. And the good news is that we're going to be hearing from them both a little later before they take to the court. But before we get to the night session, let's look back on the action that has been completed and start with the first player to book their place in this year's semi-finals. It's a match between Karolina Muchova and Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova, two players with rankings that don't reflect their talent or experience, both coming back from injuries. Pavlyuchenkova, as you know, is a former runner-up here in 2021, having an absolutely amazing run, using a protected ranking, a special ranking to get into the tournament. And Muchova, a second time for her. In the second week of Roland Garros, and she was looking for a second Grand Slam semi-final. The ability for Muchova, the Czech player, to hit any shot. She has this incredible ability to improvise, and would you believe that she says that clay is her least favourite surface. Now, it's a fourth Grand Slam quarterfinal, had so many injuries. She actually said at Indian Wells this year that she has to take it easy and she has to think about her body a little bit more because she doesn't want those niggles to come back. But look at how she slid up to that ball to thread the ball down the line. She moves so well across the surface. There's Karolina Muchova. She was 43 in the world. She was the player that wasn't seeded that no other player wanted to meet and for just cause. And live rankings with this win moves her up to 19 in the world and moves her into her second Grand Slam semi-final, the first coming at the Australian Open 2021. It's so nice to see the smile on her face. She's been working a lot with the former player Kirsten Flipkins. Likes to play the guitar in the spare time to relax. But I think best of all, it's good to see both of these players back fit. For Pavlyuchenkova, she's going to break back into the top 100, the 31-year-old, very soon. She should be very happy with what she did here. But for Muchova, what a great win. She's through to the semifinals, and she had this to say when she spoke on court post-match.
Thank you very much. I don't know more what to say. It's been incredible 2 weeks, and I'm just glad I'm still in a competition. Thank you.
You played a very solid first set with break and break back and finally won it. How important was this first set?
Very important.
I guess so.
Yeah. I'm glad that I didn't start it out, and I'm glad that I was able to break her, and then I played with the wind. It was a little bit windy. Very important, and I'm glad it happened that way.
Muchova to face the winner of Aryna Sabalenka, the world number two, and Alina Svitolina, another player here on a protected ranking, playing her first major since becoming a mum. Now, the first set for Sabalenka, 6-4. Sabalenka broke on the first break point at 5-4. She closed out with her first set point. The early stages, though, of this second set. Now, that were the players trading breaks. Went a little bit off the ball, Sabalenka, and the defense of Svitolina was just drawing the errors from the Belarusians. So a topsy-turvy middling part of this second set. First Roland Garros semi-final, Aryna Sabalenka was looking for. She's also looking for her 34th match win of 2023. They hadn't met since 2020, and their head-to-head was tied at one apiece. But so much has happened to both the respective players since, with Alina Svitolina becoming a mum and Aryna Sabalenka becoming a Grand Slam champion. But with this win, a 12th straight Grand Slam win for Aryna Sabalenka. And as I mentioned, 34 wins for the year. That is one more than she picked up in the whole of 2022. She closed it out with her second match point. And would you believe, only three women have won their first five or more Grand Slam quarterfinals in the Open era. She joins with her five wins from five, Ann Jones with six, and Chris Evert with 48. So Aryna Sabalenka is in very, very good company. She's still on course to be world number one and to be Roland Garros champion. We will hear from Alina Svitolina shortly in her press conference, but first off, on court, your winner, Aryna Sabalenka.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. She's such a tough opponent, moving well, and what she's doing after giving a burst, it's impressive, and big respect to her. But yeah, it was a tough match, and I'm super happy with the win, and atmosphere was amazing. Thank you so much for being here and supporting us. I mean, we all know that you're waiting for Novak, but still, I'll take it like it's for me. Thank you. Thank you.
Physically, I was trying to come back because obviously not playing, not taking the racket for 8 months. You need to work on everything to play again at the good level, to be able to compete against top players. Try to, you know, to improve everything, starting from the serve and ending with the physical, mental conditions. You know, everything is just has to be started again. That's why I'm really proud of these past days that I've been playing lots of intense matches, a lot of matches where I showed a good level of tennis, and lots of things positive from these matches that I played in Strasbourg and here, of course.
So the first women's semi-finalist. Still plenty of people here enjoying the early evening sunshine, because I do believe this has been the hottest day of the tournament so far. That was the bottom half of the women's draw. Karolina Mukova will take on the world number two, Arina Sabalenka. Sabalenka still in the hunt to be world number one. Now let's move to the top half of the men's draw. And you heard Sabalenka say there, you're only here to wait for Novak. Novak Djokovic duly followed that meeting between Elina Svitolina and Arina Sabalenka. It would be a 10th meeting against Karen Khachanov, the Russian. Now 8-1 in favour of Djokovic. And outside of that one win in 9 previous meetings, Khachanov in the Djokovic wins had taken just the one set. So it was a big moment at the start of this contest, because Novak Djokovic had got to the quarterfinal stage without dropping a set. He's played once in the night session. The rest of those matches have come during the heat of the day. So it's